This is Nicole and Emma, and we would like to just say some of the information we receive and whatnot may be offensive. We try not to leave anything else. There may be swearing. We try to tell you where we get the information from. If you don't like swearing and you don't want to hear some of the very raw information we have, please go to a different channel. If you do like it, please like and subscribe to us so we can continue to make podcasts. And we thank you for hanging out with us. Here we go again for the sixth time. This is Nicole.
And Emma.
This is Backwoods Murder Podcast. We're doing an episode on Fred West.
His real name was Frederick, but we're going to call him Fred.
Well, that's what he went by as Fred.
Yes. Frederick West was born to Walter and Daisy West on September 29th, 1941, in Much Marcel. It was a Herefordshire village in England.
Do that part?
Well, how the fuck do you say it?
It's Herefordshire.
Yeah, Herefordshire village in England.
Yeah.
Some say he was like every other boy, and one of his neighbors even described him as cheeky and a bit mouthy. But she also said that's how all the kids were.
You know, a little cheeky.
And mouthy. Kind of like me. Mouthy.
Cheeky. Okay, I can't make...
Oh,
I was trying to make mouth sounds and West... cheeky sounds.
West didn't do well in school and eventually dropped out to become a farm laborer.
Because they lived on a farm.
Yes, they lived on a farm.
Yep.
When he was 17, he got in a motorcycle accident that left him in a comatose state for a week with serious head injuries. A metal plate was placed in his head that may have affected his behavior and impulse control. West also had other head injury after falling off of a fire escape at youth club.
Okay, we're going to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about the family dynamic. So that's like a base to start off on. So, how many kids did they have?
I believe it was six.
So, Fred, they had, like, a hard upbringing. Like, they didn't have much money.
Right.
Whatnot. His father was a sick bastard. There's a lot of, like, you're gonna want to puke a lot during these episodes because it's very graphic and it's horrifying, the things that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Frederick became of age and he started popping morning wood. Did you hear about this?
No.
His mother thought it was her duty to train him how to sexually to have sex. So he was having sex with his mother.
Because she felt that
she could, yes, that she could teach him properly, whatever. His father was having sex with the sisters when they became of age. His father also taught him how to fuck pigs. Yes, I said it. Fuck pigs and sheep. So the first time they brought him into the parlor, this pig, his father helped him, guided him into the pig to have sex with this said pig. It was also a family joke about Fred's first encounter with a sheep. Because they say you're supposed to put the sheep's feet in your boots so it can't get away. Well, apparently Fred did not get the sheep's feet in his boots properly and the sheep kicked the shit out of him. I don't blame it. So there's a lot of bestiality in this family. Like, it was said that his father also raped the farmhand girls. Like, young girls.
That's disgusting. Truly disgusting.
Yeah, it's...
Like, pigs are gross as it is, and sheep are gross as it is.
And you're a person, why are you fucking animals?
Yeah.
So this boy...
Get a sex doll.
They didn't have those back then.
Well, actually, do you know who made sex dolls?
How what?
Who made them?
Who?
Let me just double check this.
Okay, so I'm gonna continue on. While she looks who made them, I don't know, whatever. It was also said that at this point, Fred started his him and his friend started this little group about how like he would actually have diamond or fake diamond rings and ask girls to marry him, and so he could have sex. So it was like a group effort. They would fuck anybody, fat, white, black, different, probably even boys, I don't know. They would fuck everybody. It was just like a big orgy, and they would just go to town. Yes. Can you imagine?
Hitler.
Hitler made sex dolls.
Yep. Hitler made sex dolls. I thought it was Hitler, but I had to double check that. Yep, Hitler.
Okay, well, back, how long ago was that? Because maybe Fred should have got a sex doll instead of, or maybe a sex pig. I don't know. So, Fred's upbringing was not an atypical upbringing. Like, he wasn't very smart. He could not read or write, which I'm dyslexic, so I don't want to pick on him for that. I just think he just didn't take the time, and his family just didn't care. Like, he probably could have learned, but he didn't. So his pretty much everybody's f having sex with everybody. Mom, sons, daughters, fathers.
The earliest sex doll was created by Dutch sailors in the 17th century who used a doll made of cloth to relieve sexual tension during long sea voyages.
Okay, so he could have
But
had.
Hitler made the first blow-up sex doll.
What is going on? This just went south real quick. Freaking Hitler! God damn it, Hitler.
During World War II, it was rumored that Hitler ordered sex dolls to be supplied to German troops fighting on the front line.
Where are you getting this info?
The Sun.com.
Okay, so we have to give our things out. I'm gonna give a shout out to Color Me Dead podcast. If you girls listen, I love you. And the information I've received is based on most of the stuff you talked about. And I've looked into different other things. So, love you girls. yeah, that was just a little shout out, you know, a little envy, a little Color Me Dead envy. So he really just, they just had a really screwed up upbringing. Like, they
Yeah.
had to pretty much. So, not only did they screw these pigs, they ate them after. Not like, probably not like right after, but that was their meat. And these sheep were the meat
I
they
couldn't.
ate after everybody had sex with these things and filled them full of semen and other things. Then they ate it.
That's disgusting. That is like gross piled on top of gross.
It's like you want to. Yes, that's like.
It's like.
I breed pigs, so I can look like, no, nope, I don't know. They're not at, they're actually not dirty animals. They just can't sweat, so they like to stay in mud in the summer. But they really do like a dry place to sleep. But yes, the vajayjays get muddy. Imagine, did they clean them up before they. Anyways. Yes. So all these animals they raise to eat, and everybody had their chores, like they had to go, you know, pick
And
vegetables
then they had to go have sex with a pig.
in the parlor. Who brings a pig in the parlor? Okay, that's I had Charlotte. She lived in the house till she was like 6 months old, but she was disabled.
That's
In my
different.
previous podcast, I said I was a bad farmer, and that is it because her mama smushed her, and we kept her as a pet. And brought her to the vets, and I spent like $3,000 saving her. And the vet told me it was not worth saving, and I saved her. And then I brought her to the fair and let all the kids play with her. And I knitted her sweaters to wear in the winter. I'm a bad farmer. Anyway, so like I said, I breed pigs. So yeah, I'm not gonna be sticking anything in pigs anywhere. And I hope my kids never ex think that's okay.
Draven already hates pigs as it is. He hates them with a strong passion.
He says that, but
He
he
does.
has his
He
favorite
has
pig.
his favorite pig, but
And she chases him around and bites him, and he loves it, and then he chases her. It's really funny. So, back to where we were. So, yeah.
it's just gross.
He did all this naughty, nasty, gross stuff to animals, and then eventually any person that had a hole he could stick his weenie in. Imagine? Ugh. Imagine being the girl that he slept with after he slept with the pig.
Oh, could you imagine the smell?
He's got a dirty penis. A dirty thing. Oh, God.
I don't like pigs. Their smell, just in general, is bad.
That's because they can't sweat. They're not really dirty animals.
No, they're not.
I have a pig that smells like maple syrup.
I know, but they still smell. And, like, I cannot stand the smell of pigs. Like, mm-mm.
And then he has a piggy penis.
Oh my God.
Pig penis. And it's corkscrewed. Oh God, imagine. So disgusting. So, his mother was extremely protective of him.
He was the favorite child.
He was the first, right? Because they lost a baby and then they finally had him.
Yes.
And he was the favorite for her. For
Daisy.
Good golly, Miss Molly. That pig named Molly. Anyways, so he was her favorite. And he decided to buy a motorcycle. And she's like, listen, if you crash this motorcycle, I'm going to be so mad. Blah, blah, blah. And you're never going to get a motorcycle again. I won't allow it. So, you know how he crashed the motorcycle?
I don't know how.
So, he hit a girl on a bicycle.
Did he fuck the girl? After he hit her?
No, he was in a coma.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe she screwed him. I don't know. But no, so he, actually, he didn't technically hit her. He hit her bicycle. And she ended up with cuts and bruises and nothing major. And he ran into a rock wall or something. That's how it actually happened. And he went headfirst into this said tree or wall.
And then went in a coma.
Coma for like 7 days.
Yeah, for like a week.
And his mother was bullshit. Because she warned him.
Mm-hmm.
And she now that means she can't have sex with him.
I mean, she could.
Well, he's in a coma, you know.
It wouldn't go very far.
I don't know if he could pop wood. Oh, God.
Could.
Just humping the... Humping.
Could you?
Go ahead, Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
While in a coma, can you have a boner? So he's in a coma, and she was very upset because said child is her favorite, and doesn't want any... I mean, Jesus. She took his virginity. God.
Yeah, you can.
You can get a boner?
Yes, and even have a climax, though it takes some help.
What kind of help?
Stimulating it can lead to orgasms, even in people who have their CNS severed. Stimulation can lead to erections in both men and women prior to orgasm. Stimulation of the penis or clitoris, even in the case of a CNS dysfunction, can lead to erections as well.
I don't know. So maybe she was having sex with him while he was in the hospital. I don't know.
She still would have gotten it.
Oh, gross. And she wasn't like look up her, Daisy West, because I don't think she was like a pretty woman. I'm pretty sure she was plump, pleasantly plump. Let's see.
Is that her? No, that's Daisy Carolyn Anderson West.
Oh, was that her middle name?
I don't know.
Right there. Oh, you missed it. That there, that's her, I think.
Frederick West. Yep.
And who's the girl? Visit the website. Let's see. Sorry, I don't mean to. I'm trying to, Oh, what's that?
Frederick was kind of an ugly baby.
Fred's parents. Oh. Oh, yeah, she was a very plump woman, and she wasn't that pretty, so I don't know.
Walter was ugly, too.
Walter was... he looks scary. Oh, she has voluptuous tatas. Oh, God. What website is this?
Murderpedia.org.
Ew, who is that?
It's Fred's mother, Daisy.
Or was that the picture below? Nope. Nope, that was Stacy when she was a child. She looks like a little boy. I thought it was a boy.
That's his wife.
Oh, that's Rena. We're not going there yet. Okay. She was actually really pretty.
She was.
Anyway, sorry. That we had. I wanted to make, because I've heard that she was not quite the most beautiful woman in the world. Like, she was chunky. Yeah, look at his teeth. Oh my god, it looks like he ate. Looks like he has ate some rocks. Had some chiclets.
That's Fred's last portrait.
Oh yeah, that's just lovely. So anyway, sorry. I wanted to see what she looked like because I heard that she was
ugly, fat,
chubby, a little beyond chubby. I'm chubby, but I ain't that chubby. I should probably eat some more salads and not so much bacon. I'm pretty sure Fred's...
I have some taco salad.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. Did you eat it?
No.
You don't like it?
It has beans.
And it has sour cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has black olives, too, which I really like. Anyways, so she should have eaten some more salads. Instead of eating all that cumin-filled lamb and pork. Marinated.
Did they marinate it with that?
I don't know. It's inside of the fucking pig, so it's like inside. It's like the when you inject marinade into a piece of meat, and it marinates from the inside. And he wasn't a clean kid. Like, it's not like he took showers every day.
So he really did have pig dick.
He had a pig dick, without the pleasurable corkscrew part of it. I don't, and, you know, he thought every woman wanted him, and of course they did. Yes, pig dick.
Oh, yeah. Hottest thing back then.
Oh, my God. So, Fred was 17, and he actually, now we'll get to Rena.
Now we're getting to Rena?
Yep, because this is, like, his childhood.
I don't know much about after that.
Okay, so Rena was not a very good girl. Like, she had been arrested for stealing stuff, and she came from Scotland.
Oh.
Yes, so Rena got shipped to her aunt's house because her father or mother could not handle her. She had been arrested every single year, starting at the age of, like, 11.
Oh my god.
So 11, 12 arrested for stealing, 13 arrested for stealing, 14 arrested for stealing, and I think they actually met when she was 16 at a dance. And let me just tell you, Fred was a dancer.
Really?
I guess so. Before his accident. Actually, I think they met before his accident. They may have met before his accident. Or after, I'm not sure. I'll have to look more. We'll have more of that.
Because this is going to be several parts.
Yeah, because it's just so many mind fuck you right in the brain things that you're like, how can a person
do this?
Think this is okay?
Mm-mm.
So Rena came around. I'm not going to give you exact dates because I can't remember.
But there's so many dates involved in this.
And so many different people and names that it's
going to confuse you, and you're going to have to, like, really pay attention after this.
I get confused, obviously. I called him Frank.
I don't even know where you got Frank.
Frank's my favorite name. I name everything Frank. I name cows Frank, goats Frank, pigs Frank. Everybody's named Frank, okay?
You don't have a dog named Frank, though. Were you not allowed to?
No, nobody likes it when I name everything Frank. I get yelled at. Stop naming things Frank! Every time I name something Frank, it dies. I'm not kidding you.
You should have named me Frank.
Shut up. I didn't have you, first of all. Oh, God. Anyways,
just snorted. Did you hear me snort?
Yeah, I should have named Dream and Frank. I told him I should have swallowed him. At a grocery store. That was a mean parenting thing. See, I'm bad. I'm just a bad person. I have a sick sense of humor. I find a lot of things funny that I probably shouldn't find funny. And if I laugh during this, it's because I'm kind of uncomfortable with, like, fucking pigs and sheep. Like,
yeah, like,
I get uncomfortable, I laugh, I say stupid stuff because that's what I do to make things worse for
make
myself.
Make things better.
No, I make it worse.
Well, no, like, us mentally, it makes things better, but for other people, it's like, you horrible person.
Yeah, like, you're sick. What is wrong with you? And I'm like, sorry. It's just, I don't know, I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable, so I'm gonna say really stupid stuff like, oh, how's your pee hole today? And then people look at me like,
what?
What are you talking about? Your pee hole, it's fine. How is it? Yeah, okay. Anyways. So, Rena comes along. And so, they dated for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then Rena had to go back to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rena and Fred, I was going to say Frank again, Fred, broke up. And he started dating another girl or screwing pigs. I don't know. Pretty sure he started dating somebody else. And then Rena is not very good herself. She had sex. She was a whore. Like, got paid to have sex with people.
Oh, so we're going back on the, what was her name?
Oh, Amy Fisher.
Yes.
Amy Fisher. So this is the Amy Fisher of Scotland. And she's young. Like, this is like a girl your age doing this. But she had, apparently she was sexually abused too. I think he found the broken girls. Because he was kind of broken himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, she ended up having sex with an Asian bus driver / pimp. And she got pregnant. And then she goes back.
Who's my daddy? Oh, an Asian pimp bus driver.
Yeah, your daddy is an Asian pimp bus driver. It's fine. So she somehow Fred and her reunite. And he's like, it's fine, I will keep the child as if it's my own.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all fine and dandy. But it's not. Because once the baby's born, which, there's so many names, I gotta look up what her name was. Actually, you can do that while I'm talking. So they were like, I think they got married. They're like just happy couple, and she's pregnant, and she's pregnant with an Asian man. They called it colored baby back then.
What am I looking up?
Rena West's children. I don't think she actually got married, actually. So yeah. Serena's mentally screwed, and they had, like, weird things. Like, she was still, even then, Charmaine. It's Charmaine, yes. Charmaine was the baby. She doesn't look Asian, I'm not gonna lie.
She kinda does, though.
Okay, anyways. So, Rena's having... still whoring out to make money, to make ends meet. Fred don't care. He's like, sweet bitch, bring me the money. Go sleep around and do whatever. And she's pregnant. Why are you having... What? What? And what kind of dirty, filthy man's gonna be like, hey, let me poke that belly. See if I'm poke that baby right in the eye. Like, really?
Yeah.
So she had the baby.
I don't know. Like, I've seen articles on, like, guys that find pregnant women attractive.
I'm sure there is. There's, like, a fetish
for everything.
Yeah. Foot fetish creeped me out, though. I'm not gonna lie. I have the stinkiest feet. You can't smell them right now.
No, I can't.
I have.
Yesterday, I was trying to sleep. Well, no, I was trying to watch the 100, and Draven is waiting for his class to start. And he has his feet setting up on the bed. I'm like, Draven, you need to move your feet. I can smell them, and I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, I think he gets that from me.
And I'm like, you need to move your feet. And then he's, like, shoving his feet in my face. I'm like, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
Yeah, my feet are stinky as well.
He likes to antagonize me to the point where I want to slap the living fucking shit out of him.
Anyway, so, yeah. Charmaine was born, and Fred instantly hated her. Despised that little kid because it wasn't his.
Who's that? Jaden.
Then, he didn't even remember. Anyways, then she got pregnant, I think, with Rose Marie? No. Anne Marie, I think, was her, the next child they had.
Yep, Anne Marie West.
And Fred loved her. It was just like his mother and him. No, I'm not talking about having sex at this
right,
point.
Right, but still, it's just...
She could do no wrong. That was his baby. Loved her. At this point, they had a very, like, shitty relationship. Whoever thought this would last or was a match made in heaven was totally wrong because they're both criminals. He's stealing shit, getting caught, paying fines, blah, 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 blah. And now they have babies and she's whoring. Like, I'm not sure who's taking care of these kids.
Right. And so, but it's obviously not them.
Then they got their kids taken away. She left him. Comes back. It's like a on and off again relationship where it's like continuously she goes back to Scotland, leaves her kids. He takes care of the kids, gets the kids taken away. She comes back. They get the kids back. Then she goes away like the next day, goes back to Scotland or whatever the hell she's doing to go pimp herself out. And she had multiple, like, what was her, one of her pimp's names was just like, what? What the hell is that for a name? It was like Butcher. But I don't know. I'll have to look. Like I said, there's so many names to remember in this case that it's... My mind just ain't functioning. And I don't write enough down is my problem. I don't write it down. I have it all in my head. And I'm like, yeah, I know exactly who this is and who that is. And I'm gonna... It's perfect.
And then we actually do it. And she's like, I don't know.
I forgot that one's name. So, yeah, so they had a voluptuous, is that the word?
Why don't we choose words you know?
I do know it. Shut your mouth. Oh, my God. Brain, make word! Come out of mouth! Nope, not there. Not happening. Yeah, they had a pretty tumultuous relationship. Bam! My brain made a word and it came out my mouth.
And it wasn't fuck. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I say fuck a lot. It's a good word.
It's a good word.
It fits anywhere.
It does.
It really does. I'm sure most people think I'm just stupid, which I guess I am because I use fuck a lot. My husband's like, you know, people are going to think you're uneducated. And I was like, why? He's like, because you say fuck all the time. And I was like, well... It's a perfect word for every situation.
It is.
Until you're talking to, like, a nun, and then it's inappropriate. Or one of those uptight people.
Sorry if you're an uptight person. You shouldn't be watching or listening.
I was gonna say, but why are you still listening?
Why are you still listening if you're sensitive?
Yeah,
because... We say this in the beginning.
Yes, we do. We definitely do.
We try to.
Sometimes we forget. We're forgetful. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes. So, my thoughts are, we're at the end of this 30-minute thing. Fred is fucked. Rena's fucked. His mom and dad are screwed right in the head. But I think this was a family thing. I think this was every generation that it was normal. So, they thought this was all normal.
So, they just went with it.
Like, Fred... thought that that was what life was supposed to be. And I don't think he ever learned that that's not how you raise kids, and that's not...
Right.
That's highly inappropriate to have sex
with your child.
Or animals.
Right.
Anything other than, like, you know... I can't say that. Like, you could have sex with a man, I probably wouldn't care. That's not a big deal.
Right, but, like an animal, really?
Right. I wonder if it was a male pig or a female pig, because that makes it...
Total difference.
It makes it even worse, I feel like, because that's your pooper hole. And the pig would be like, what?
I feel like it has to poop and try and poop.
It would hurt.
Yeah.
Have you ever slipped? Okay, well, we're going to continue this next episode on Fred and Rena. So I'm going to cut this right now, and we will see you next time.